Can you talk a little bit about when you first started to see the results in terms of the efficacy, relapse rate, the anti-tumor effect? When did those data start to become available?
Well, I think that as in any clinical trial, the efficacy data and the analysis of those events is very carefully protected by the statisticians and by the data monitoring committee. That data is not shared, not with the public, certainly. We don't want to influence an investigator's decision about what treatment to give to a patient until there is enough data to feel sufficiently secure that your results can stand the test of analysis and time. So I have to say that although internally we knew that there were no indications that we would need to close the trial for lack of efficacy, data was not announced to us internally at the operations center and most of the staff at the biostatistical center until others knew as well, until the data monitoring committee was given the data.
Can you summarize what was seen?
Well, it was dramatically successful, as I think most who have read about the results of B31. And I should probably stop to say that NSABP B31 was the first protocol to be drafted and the study got started and was the simplest design in terms of a two-arm design. The NCCTG collaborated with then NSABP and developed a similar but different trial, a three-arm trial looking at different time points of introducing the Herceptin. And we worked carefully with them to try to collect data in similar ways so that the data would be very comparable at the end. As both studies moved on in their accrual, it was decided that it would be beneficial for women with HER2-positive breast cancer if the answers to the question of Herceptin could be obtained as early as possible. And the NCI, as well as the FDA, reviewed, carefully scrutinized, and reviewed a plan to merge data from the two groups, and the data was looked at together, which meant that we got to the answer sooner. So when the B31 data was being announced, it included data from the NCCTG trial N9831. And right around that same time point, the HERA trial, another study, also was releasing data about Herceptin, and all of the data were consistently strongly, highly statistically significant in improvement of disease-free survival, of survival. Also, all supported the acceptability of the rate of cardiotoxicity. Some experts have stated that it is the most significant improvement in outcome of any breast cancer therapy during the history of developing breast cancer drugs. It was overwhelmingly positive. We, of course, keep in mind that this drug is used for the 25% of women who have HER2-positive breast cancer. These were women who had very worrisome prognoses. HER2-positive breast cancer is very aggressive. And with node-positive status going into the trial, these are women who were at very high risk for recurrence. And basically, getting the drug Herceptin reversed their prognosis from a very poor prognosis to a very good prognosis. We are still following patients, and over time, data will support longer results. But the data was so strong, and the trends were so strong for improved disease-free survival and survival, that there's no indication to think that it will not last the test of time.
And I guess the bottom line here, summarizing all the trials, and there's also another study that subsequently came out from the BCIRG, but the bottom line seems to be that in addition to whatever benefits the patient might receive from chemotherapy and from hormone therapy, there was an additional about 50% reduction in relapse rate with using trastuzumab. Is that sort of your take on it?
Yes, that's correct. It's such exciting results and so hopeful for the development of other targeted therapies. And of course, for women who had this very worrisome prognosis doing so well, it was a very important celebratory moment for all of us in oncology.